A group of about 60 fast food workers, labor organizers, and others demonstrated in front of and inside a West Atlanta Burger King. This was from inside. After about 15 minutes of chanting, police showed up and protesters filed out peacefully. Kiana Shields of Southwest Atlanta works at that Burger King and another one close by. After 3 years at both locations, she's still making the federal minimum wage, $7.25 an hour. She struggles putting food on the table for a young daughter.
$7.25 at both jobs. No matter how many hours you get, you still can never get ahead. You're always behind.
The protest was part of national efforts to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Dozens of U.S. cities held similar protests. Roger Sykes, an organizer with Atlanta Jobs with Justice, said Atlanta in particular needs to set an example.
It's not abstract. In Atlanta, we're a service sector economy. If we want to address poverty, wealth inequality, if we want our city to rise, these are the jobs that need to be organized and improved.
President Obama and Senate Democrats say they want the minimum wage raised to $10 an hour, but House Republicans and business groups say it would hurt growth and increase prices for customers. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.